That'll be SCW 452.
Good morning out there around GMRS land. The PSFC 793, listening.
Morning, WRNW 329, monitoring.
WSFZ 793, listening.
WFSC 902, morning, Dave.
Thank you, Frank.
WFSC 902, yeah, good morning, Dave. Big drama last night again. Are you listening?
I heard some stuff go down a little bit. You gotta kinda bring your mouth up to that mic a little bit there, okay?
No, I had to open up the shade. I guess mine's a little bit like yours. You gotta open up the shade to get out the windows.
Yeah, Roger that. What'd you hear go down?
I don't remember everything. There was a little bit of drama going on, and then some guy was singing Popeye the Sailor Man, and I don't know. There was just some crazy stuff that went down last night.
Yeah, Roger. I was listening. The guy said he's Popeye the Sailor Man, and some other guy keyed up. So what, are you 2 years old?
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I didn't know if you heard that or not, but then there was a bunch of other drama that went down too. I just don't remember what all it was. I was kind of caught up with Idiot Box and some other stuff, so I was like in and out listening. So.
Yeah, I can't remember what time I shut down. I think about 10. I think I shut down about 10 or so. 10:30, and had my usual can of soup and went to bed.
Yeah, Roger there. I can see why they're having a hard time maintaining these frequencies. You're kind of getting it now, you know. I mean, a lot of immature people out there. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been going on occasionally ever since I got out here, ever since I started out here. There was the occasional thing going on, but nobody said anything. And whoever it was went away, and I suppose they went away last night too, but that's part of the gig, you know. Like you said, you know, this is going to happen, but he's... Sean's right. I guess most of it comes out at nighttime. Then during the day they're okay.
Yeah, I said that earlier. I said that a long time ago. That flies just get out here at night. And see, I think that who knows why, but yeah, there's some immature people out here, so.
Because either the person ain't got nothing better to do, or maybe he don't own a CB, but owns a GMRS radio, and he's the agitating type. Who the hell knows? You know? I just let it go in one ear and not the other. If he's going to sit out here, I hang my mic up and just, you know, Sean kicks it out, Sean kicks it off. you know, but when that starts, I just hang up my microphone and go about doing what I'm doing, you know. And I ain't gonna comment back and make it, make it worse. But I know that one guy queued up and said, what, are you 2 years old now? Because the best thing for an agitator, you can do to an agitator is ignore him. If nobody says nothing to him, you just ignore him. He'll go away.
Yeah, Roger that. I was just saying, I understand why I've got a hand full. It's got to be a pain in the rear, Roger that.
Yeah, Roger. You're up kind of early.
Now, I hate to put it here, but I'm up almost every day at 5 o'clock. You know, 4 or 5 o'clock, I bounce out, so.
Yeah, right. I think I went to bed, like I said, about 10:30, quarter 11, somewhere in there, and I slept all the way through till 3:30. I didn't have to get up in the middle of the night to go to the can or nothing. Slept through, opened my eyes up, it was 3:30. You know, I know coffee's at 4. I tried to go back to sleep and toss turn and, you know, stupid stuff. So finally I said, screw it, got up and turned on the coffee maker myself and I've been taking it from there.
Carol's painting the hallway and a bunch of other stuff going on, so yeah, I probably fell out and then like I said, I think I got up at 5 and then it's 4:30 ish. So I've been pounding coffee, I've already got my third or fourth cup, so
yeah, I just poured my second cup just now when I came in and sat down and threw my call letters out there. I just poured my second. I'm on my second. So I've been kind of nursing it. Instead of slamming it down. Well, the first one I sort of slammed down. But this one here, I'm kind of nursing there, okay?
Yeah, Roger that. So, yeah, I'm going to start bothering a little bit. I started getting ready here. I got to bounce out the door in an hour. I got things going on today. So I'll probably bring my radio out there too, though. I'll be out in Rochester today, so.
You gonna go out to Rochester and work today?
Gotta make that money, honey.
I think that, but today's today's not Sunday, Saturday. Jesus Christ, I'm all over the place. All right, now I see. I was going to say on a Sunday. I don't know what the hell gave me the idea today's Sunday. I've been off all week, man. I've been the one who sometimes one day off and sometimes 2 days off. I'm just missing, man. But anyway, I had no big deal. I thought today was Sunday.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what day. Today is just a day. Sunday, I work Sunday. It doesn't matter to me. We all gotta eat, right?
Yeah, Roger that. Well, for somebody like me, a day is just a day. You know, I don't even ponder what is today anyway. Unless it's something important coming up or something, but I get the days mixed up. I told Brenda, I say, you going to work, man, on a Saturday? She said, today's Wednesday. What do you mean today's Wednesday? It's Wednesday. I'm like, why the hell do I think it's Saturday? It's just, man, you know, with me, you know, that anything's possible.
getting ready here, so I'm going to kind of hang out and listen a little bit and start doing what I got to do. So this is WFST 902. I'll be standing by monitoring.
Yeah, Frank. I'm fine, business. We'll let you get in there and get yourself together and do all that happy stuff. And I'll be monitoring. I'll be out here. We'll talk to you in a little bit. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSHF 567 monitoring.
WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
I'm not making it through the repeater. I know all I heard was 567.
Good morning time. WSHF 567.
Yeah, good morning time right back to you. WSHF 567. Good morning time right back to you, WSOZ 793. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. No complaints, and you?
I'm doing about the same. No complaints. Just sitting here quiet morning, drinking the coffee and waiting for the radio to wake up there, okay?
10-4. I haven't turned this thing on in a while. You're the first voice I heard, so I wanted to say good morning. I'm going to turn it back down low because I'm on a video chat in Kentucky right now, so. WSHF 567. You have a good day. Sam, I am. I'm back quiet.
Yeah, Sam. Well, you have a good day too, my friend, and good morning time to you again. Sounding better through the repeater. So, we'll talk to you later. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
All this.
Anarchy and chaos.
Can you hear that stuff going on out there?
go. There's the extra two. Oh, my God. problem is it's just here, cut this wire and keep it hot.
Right. I didn't even think about it.
about it.
Yeah. WSG Tower 566 to WSG U844, you out there?
No. Are you going to be shut down the week? Then weekend is going to be up?
WSEU 202, we're standing by.
Whiskey Sierra India Juliet 839 monitoring.
WRZF 865 monitoring.
This is WSIP 402. Anyone on the repeater this morning?
402, this is WRZF 865. You're sounding good.
Appreciate the feedback there. I've been working on setting up a new radio here, and frankly, the software has been a bit of a pain.
Copy that. Yeah, you're coming in. You're hitting whichever repeater you're on. You're coming in really well. Voice sounds really good, nice and clear, good strong signal. No issues at all on this end.
Once again, appreciate the feedback on my signal there. You have a good day, and I think I got some problems here with the software fixed, and I should be good. So appreciate it. Thank you.
Sounds good. Yeah. Appreciate talking to you. My name's Tim, WRZF 865. We'll be clear.
Node 710 connected to node 700.
WSFZ 793. Listen.
USBM 993 mobile monitoring.
Oh, we must be hooked up to the other side.
93, how are you? We must be. That's a good thing. Good to hear from you, my friend.
I'm doing all right. I had Mr. Ed over yesterday, and he brought me a trove of treasure. I don't know, go figure, man. He hooked me up with a box full of stuff, man, some beautiful stuff. It was a nice day. We sat out there and talked. Batteries don't fit. I'm bumming out, because the batteries I had don't fit none of his rigs, man. I, at that point, he wasn't, you know, he was cool with it. He still gave me the stuff, but I was bummed out. I really was hoping he fit his rig there, okay?
I copy that one. What was I going to say? What type of gadgets did he give you? What type of box full of stuff did he get you?
I ain't going to mention too much about it out here, one of the things, but it's a vintage from the 70s. It's a President Washington base station. This thing's mint. This thing's virgin. I looked at it. It's never even been opened up, and it's clean. And he gave me some other stuff, nice set of watt meters. There's more stuff in there I got to look. But it's quite a lot of stuff here, okay?
Yeah, it sounds good, man. That's awesome. Wonderful. Yeah, I don't know if those HT batteries that you got would fit any of my radios. I know you told me to check on it or whatever, but I never got around to doing it yet. I still have to do that or whatever if you're still interested, but or still have them, but I'll have to look and see.
Yeah, all right. We'll see how it goes. It don't matter to me. Like I said, I'm just bumming because I was really hoping he'd fit his. Because I'm just going to give them to him. I told him, look, if they fit, I'm just going to let you have them for what you did with, what you did for Chad. You know, kind of a pay it forward deal. I just going to tell him he could have them. But, of course, he had to show up with the stuff and, some pizza. And the guy's great, man. Yeah, he's a great guy. We sat there and talked and talked and talked. The 902 showed up. So we all had a round table going, me, him, 902, just sitting there and talking. He was here for a couple hours there, okay?
Copy that. That's cool, man. I'm glad that he was able to give you some stuff or whatever. That's great. But, all right, man, I'm going to monitor here, but I'm driving. But I'll probably holler back at you in a little bit if we're still connected and that. But this will be WSDM 993. I'll be clear.
Hey, Chad. Good to hear from you as always. Glad you're doing all right. Sounding really good. You're sounding really good, man, like always. No sweat at all whatsoever. We'll talk to you later, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSAA 336 monitoring.
WSAA, and I always forget the three numbers, but anyway, it's WSBM 993 mobile.
Yeah, I don't remember yours either. It's all good.
Go on, Chad.
Good, Chad. Just doing a little work outside.
Roger that. I was just talking to Dave 793. I think we're still linked up, I'm pretty sure. I'm glad we're linked up right now. That's a good thing. I really appreciate it out there to the moderator that has us linked up. They're listening. I just been talking to Dave a few minutes ago out here.
Oh, yeah. I haven't talked to him in a while.
I just want to jump in there and say hi real quick or whatever, so I'm going to go back to monitoring, and he's probably out here monitoring too, so if you give him a holler. WSBM 993 mobile, I'll be clearing monitoring. Chuck, we'll talk to you a little bit.
All right, Chad, take it easy. It's WSAA 336.
Yeah, I was going to wave out to you, Chuck, but Chad beat me to it. I grabbed my microphone and I was just getting ready to key it, and Chad jumped in there, so he kind of beat me to it. Hello, Chuck, 336, WSOZ 793.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you, my friend. I don't like the way this situation is.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, nobody really does, but what are you going to do? I don't brood over it. It is what it is. It's just, if it's on, it's on. If it's off, it's off. And I'm just talking to the locals around here. But you can't, there ain't much you can do about it there, okay?
Yeah, I get it. I'm not really dwelling on it either. It's just, it's just, it's kind of a bad situation. It's like, kind of extortion. Like, somebody gets their way, you know what I mean? Like a little kid.
continuing to talk about the situation isn't helping either.
Yeah, call signs are always good, you know what I mean? This is WSAA 336.
WRCY565.
Yeah, he's kind of right,
anyway,
man.
Dave, you have a good day, man. And,
I guess talk about it's not going to help the situation. I don't know. I stay out of it. I already succumb to the fact that if it's on, it's on. If it's not on, well, it don't bother me either way because there's nothing I can do. And I just talk to my locals, you know. When it kicks on, I say hello to my fellas up north there. That old Donald, I'm gonna wave my hand in there while I'm transmitting here. WSZ 793.
Yeah, copy all that, Dave. Like I say, it's no big deal to me either. I mean, it's just kind of sad, you know. But yeah, it's good to hear from you. And you have a great day, and hope to talk to you soon. WSAA 336. Clear and monitoring.
Yeah, right, Chuck. Well, it's good to hear from you, too. Yeah. Man, good to hear from you, too. Always is. Haven't heard from you in a while. Well, I don't know if it's because of the repeaters off on, or if it's just, you know, we just haven't talked to each other. But you take care, and you have yourself a good day, my friend. WSZ 793, and I'm listening.
Hey, you copy? 993. WSZ 793, WSZ 993, copy.
WSIP 402. Anyone monitoring the Detroit repeater?
Calling station WSBM 993.
993, you're coming in loud and clear.
Roger that. Whereabouts are you located at? I'm here in Saginaw, Michigan.
I'm in Warren, Michigan.
Yeah, you're sounding good out this way too, by the way. Sounding pretty good as well. Roger?
You're sounding pretty good down this way too. I jumped on this repeater since the Mount Clemens repeater was get crowded.
And, I think the Mount Clemens and Detroit are linked, I believe.
I did not know that. I'm new to the whole DMRS radio stuff. I just recently got my license, so still figuring this stuff out.
Okay, well, welcome to the GMRS community. We're glad you're with us, and glad to have you on the air here, my friend. Name is Chad, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta, call sign Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993.
My name's Patrick, and call sign is WSIP 402. Feel free to give me a call on here anytime. I've got it pretty much monitoring 24/7.
I copy that 402, definitely, for sure. Good talking to you, and you're definitely sounding good out this way as well. You take care, have yourself a good day, and hopefully we'll talk again. WSBM 993 clear.
Roger that. 402 clear.
993 Chad, this is WSIP 284, Alex in Farmington Hills. Did you get that website figured out yesterday?
Alex, how's it going, my friend? For the licensing there or whatnot, yeah, I did. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Copy that. Good to hear it, man. Good to hear you out here. This is WSIT 284, Monterey. Copy that. WSBM 993, clear, Monterey.
WJ 903, mobile 1 to base. Waving a hand.
PSAA 336, mobile and monitoring.
ERWS 538, mobile and monitoring. WSEU 202, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Going 202. WSA336.
Good afternoon, everyone out there. It's WRWS538. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, that it is. I just came in taking a break in this air conditioner. I was out there working on the truck.
Just heading home to put my feet up from work.
Enjoy your relaxing evening, sir.
WSAA 336, mobile and monitoring.
WSIK839, I have a very faint copy on you, but I do have a copy on you.
WRZZ857, you were okay, free. Come back and call. RZG857, the last contact. You're giving me a call sign again, please.
Call sign is Whiskey Sierra, India, Juliet 839.
Copy. I'm in position to make you a 5x5. I'm on a portable. What's your rig?
I'm using a TID radio H3 on GMR mode with an external antenna.
You're coming in loud and clear here. You're my first contact of the day. So.
Yeah, you must be moving around or something because I lost the last half of that transmission. I got you coming in. You're sounding really good when you do come in. It's just a little low. No big deal there.
Five by five when I can get in the right spot.
And what I do hear is just about definitely 5.9, definitely. But it's like if you move the slightest little bit, you drop out.
WRWF516, Mommy Bay State Park.
WRDC336, the BQZJ969, copy.
WSDM993 Mobile, Saginaw County, monitoring.
WQZJ969, nothing heard, monitoring.
969, how are you? WSDM 993 mobile.
Doing just wonderful this evening, 993, and yourself?
Doing pretty well, enjoying the nice weather today, beautiful day out there.
Yeah, it sure is. It's a little humid here and the bugs are out, but that's not too bad. We can deal with that.
Yes, indeed. Whereabouts are you calling from or located at?
I'm hitting the Sheboygan repeater. I'm over by Lansing in Emma County.
See that? I'm on a Saginaw repeater down here in Saginaw. Sounding good over this way, my friend. What's your name?
Name here is Chris.
Chris, name is Chad. Charlie Henry Alpha Delta, WSDM 993.
Yep, I heard you on here quite a bit, Chad. Nice to finally make your acquaintance.
Hear that. Well, I heard you in there. I just wanted to give you a shout. You enjoy the rest of your day, evening, and all that good stuff. Maybe we'll talk again sometime. Safe travels out there if you're traveling on the roadways. And maybe we'll talk again soon, Chris. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
All right, Chad. Same to you. You be safe on the roads out there. It gets kind of crazy this time of year. And good talking to you. We'll look forward to speaking with you down the channel. WQZJ 969, clear and monitoring.
This is WSC402. That is my signal sound from my mobile rig.
WR2Y 565 WRKE 880,
you got a copy?
Good afternoon, sir. Long time no hear. And I've tried to get back on your Zella channel, but I keep getting kicked off. I'm sorry, Greg, but that transmission was completely distorted. I wasn't able to understand the signal at all. WRCY 565 is clear of the channel. We'll be sandbagging.
WS8R566. Got a copy? No copy. WSHR566. WSGU844. Clear.
WSCI 847, WIUG 48, copy.
Clear.
I got you, Jack. 922 WSGH.
I saw the fight. Warren, repeat it. No problem. I want to try to try on Richmond repeat.
Cutting out there, Jack. All I heard was you're going to try Richmond?
I want to try Richmond. Let's see how, if you can hear me out there or not.
How about on the ham side?
On the ham side, correct.
Okay, yeah, I'll jump over there.
WIAG
48
clear.
WSGH 922 clear.
Station 922. Station 922. WIAG 48 copy.
Jack, I called out for you there, but didn't hear back.
Go to
the room and see what happens. See if
I can shout for you and warn the theater. Roger.
Okay, I'm over there now.
WIUG, 88
clear. WSGH, 22 clear.
DM 993 mobile monitoring. WRZG 897, does anybody copy on the 7-hour repeater?
USBM 993 on the Saginaw repeater here in Saginaw, go ahead. USBM 993 on the Saginaw repeater, the station calling, go ahead. Try that again, station, real staticky and broken up. Yeah, you're making the repeater, it's just all staticky and broken up. I can't make you out, unfortunately. WSBM 993.
WSTU 844, you got
yours on? Roger there. WSTU 844, got you, Kevin.
Copy that.
You guys have enough to eat there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, copy that. That's one of our favorite restaurants. Kelly and I would eat there all the time, at least once, well, twice a week, she's saying. Once there and then one steakhouse. So, yeah, that's great people and great food.
Yeah, copy that. We had the
fish and chips. That was pretty good, and we had ice cream there too.
No doggy bags? You guys eat everything?
I ate all my food, but Tanya had one piece of fish that I've been bringing at home.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, midnight snack or lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, so I found that...
There ain't no french fries.
I found that voltage regulator for you on Amazon there, and that's cheap. That's a good price. So, but the only thing, though, it said Thursday, but if you guys are Prime members, it might come sooner than that. That's if you're going to buy it on there.
Yeah, copy that. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, it'll be here Tuesday. Kelly's got Prime.
Yeah, copy that. I went onto a couple other sites there, and I don't know what they were, but it was the same module. They were like $300. I said, they're out of their cotton picking mind.
What, the front door? Gone. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Well, you know, Amazon's got everything, so I figured they'd have it on there.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Thank you again. I appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, at least we didn't have to have the Attica Fire Department come out there.
That's a Roger. Yeah. Yeah, that would have been an embarrassment. Oh, yeah, thank God it didn't go any further than it did.
Yeah, copy that. Tanya wants to know, did you guys eat? Did you go out to eat, or did you go home and eat?
Oh, we cheated. He went to the Golden Arches drive-thru and brought it home.
Copy that.
Yeah, I got to work it off later. And, yeah, we had to get home, feed the pooch, and she's bound to sleep. She's gone log.
Yeah, all that fresh air she had. I know my mother will probably be jumping and going nuts when I get home.
Oh, yeah. It would be the same here if Cable should turn it. Nala was in the cage, or, she would be, yeah. Yeah, she's sound asleep.
Yeah,
there's a lot of traffic on the road?
No, even on 69 there wasn't that much traffic. No, it wasn't bad at all, but we went by Blake's there on Bend right there. They were crowded. But other than that, no, wasn't too bad at all. Even the restaurant wasn't crowded.
Wow, that's wild. Yeah. Yeah, when I went by Blake, there on Van Dyke on the way home from work yesterday, yeah, they were crowded.
Copy, WSHR, 566, for sanity purposes.
WSCU 844 for the same. Yeah, I just had that Red's Wicked Apple. Yeah, that tastes good. And that's a little stronger when it's a little warm.
Yeah, copy that. I was on my Facebook page there in the restaurant there, and that new light came up on my face. And it's a limited time, it's a shot now, but I couldn't do it because I didn't have internet service. So I don't know if that's an old ad or what.
Yeah, it's probably an old ad, because no one can get them anymore. They only made so much, and that was it. So, well, yeah, they made us wait forever for it to come back. So, Yeah, it's all gone. I got a friend named Waylon that lives in Troy that was a buddy from the past in the Richmond good old days. But he got a whole bunch, and yeah, I don't know how much more he has left, and have to see if he has even find any more.
Yeah, copy that. Here in about another, maybe about 2 or 3 minutes, I'll be going past Ray Billy Fire Station, number one and only.
So you're going down 29 Mile Road?
Yeah, copy that.
Now with the HD and no outside antenna on your truck, man, you sound good. Got a little bit of popcorn, but not much. I can understand you real crisp and clear. You sound good. Well, yeah, Ray Township's they're building a new station, so that should be done by probably fall, I hope.
Yeah, they're supposed to build it, I guess, right behind the old one, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, so can't wait to see that. And I think they got another tanker coming, or they've got one in the works, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they're probably going to get rid of that CME, because I think that's the oldest one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the CME or the Pierce, or... Right now, I can't remember. I'd have to go through my pictures on what they have.
Yeah, we just went by it. It's up. It's off. The wood, you know, the wood frame is up, and it's got four bays in it. Decent size.
With Warren has been, I think they've built two or three new stations. Station 5 off of Shaner is almost done. That's a beautiful station.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, I'm off here. I'm driving too, and open up the airways in case of somebody else wants to talk. So I'll give you maybe a buzz later on if you're I'm near the radio, so WSHR, if I could fix clear and monitoring after your left.
Roger. Yeah, I heard my girlfriend in the background. Give her a big hug for me, and give me a holler when you get home. Let me know if you made it home okay. I'll leave the radio on.
Copy that.
All right, motor easy, motor safe, WFDU 844, we'll be monitoring. And thank you guys again for everything.
WSHR 566 to WSPU 844. We are back at home.
Roger. Thanks, buddy. WSPU 844. Talk to you later. You guys have a great night.
You also, WSHR 566, care and monitoring.
WFDU 844, we'll be monitoring also.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG 38, copy. WSCI 847. WIUG 38, copy.
WSGU 844.
How you doing today, Sherman? WIUG 48.
Doing good, doing good. Just sitting here relaxing, listening to the other radios, and having a beverage, sitting on the couch with this wife and dog, so enjoying life.
What a beautiful day. I'm sitting outside in the backyard and enjoying the weather. Breezy a little bit, but that's good. It's all fresh air. And that's all. Having Coke Zero, and that's all.
Copy that. Yeah, my friend. Yeah. Yeah, we just, we had a long day, and almost had a disaster, but thanks to a good friend and myself, it did not become a disaster, and we're all good. Yeah, we still have a pontoon boat. We thought it was going to go up in flames, the motor, but it was my fault. But, well, my friend Kevin and I, we saved the day, so, and my son. Brandon, thank God. But oh yeah, and the wife, and Kevin's wife. So we were lucky, but we didn't get a chance to put the boat in the water today. But next weekend, hopefully.
That's good. I'm glad nothing happened. It's better happen on equipment instead of. Instead of yourself or your wife.
Roger, roger. Well, I thank God I had a firefighter beside me. He helped me out. So, yeah, we're all good. So, instead of anywhere from over $100 to $1,000 repair, it's only going to cost us maybe less than $30 to repair, thank God.
That's good. That's good. What they say, it's better happen to the equipment instead of yourself or the family. And I'm 100% sure of that.
Roger, roger. Okay, I heard you out there. I just wanted to give you a shout and say good evening to you, and hope all is well, and great to hear your voice here, and on the other band, I monitor you and the other guys that are on both of the bands, so, I get a chance, I'll finish studying, and I'll join you on the other band with my buddy Kevin, and we got to get Dave out there, too, so I'll let you go. Enjoy WSGU 844, and I'll be clear after finals. Great talking to you there, Jack, like always.
Well, good talking to you guys. Today I was with Mexico. It was Mexico there I was talking to on that big radio. I have a Yazoo 7 FC710. So I was with Mexico. A couple of days ago, I was with three different countries. One of them was Mexico, the other one was South Africa, and I can't remember the other one, but it's all in my logbook.
Oh, that's sweet. So you can do the lower band with a tech license?
Yes, you only have frequency 10 meter. 10 meter, you can go from 400 all the way to 499. You only can go that way. You can go below it, but that is another frequency out there you can play, but it's a Morse code. And a year was at 98, I took a test, and I failed with Morse code. I didn't fail the rhythm test, but I failed with Morse code because it was five words a minute, and it was a little bit hard for 5 words a minute.
Oh, copy that. Yeah, Morse code, yeah, that's hard. That's hard. Yeah. But, well, good job.
And I'm expecting to get my journal maybe another couple of weeks and go take a test somewhere around here or online. You know, you can do it online. But if you got, like, if you're on the 80s, try to get one online. Take a test. See if you pass. And it's, let me tell you what's the easy way. The easy way was that exam test. That's what you need to do. Exam test, go over. Till you get about 80, 90, and you'll be all set.
I've been doing a studying on hamstudy.org, and that's pretty cool. So, yeah, because, no, numbers, not the numbers. I don't know, it's the electrical stuff, the diagrams, but I'll get it. So, yeah, it'll be about a month, maybe less.
I wouldn't worry about that much too much because you might have one question. And that question, I know that it's number three. T3, they call it. It comes in. It will come in on that test. But you have to worry about the antenna. The antenna is a little bit hard to remember all these questions on the antenna. Because it's going to come more about 3-4 questions.
After that, no, I haven't seen anything about antenna on the hamstudy.org yet. So, yeah. I haven't been on it since last weekend. So, yeah, if I get a chance, I go back on it tomorrow and study. Because I want to get my ham ticket. I want to get my buddy Kevin, and yeah, I'd like to have Dave get it too. So, all of us can be on there together so we can connect and talk. Because, sometimes we're linked and sometimes we're not linked on GMRS.
And sometimes you get those funny people out there. And that's one thing that got me, you know, a little bit pissed off, you know. I don't know if maybe you heard there's one guy out there. I ain't gonna say it anyhow. Too late now. So I don't like to be too much on the GMRS, except I have one good friend, and I think you know him. He's there. That's 847. That's stationed out of Ohio. He's about 30 miles from Cleveland. That's all you know. I know the guy there since 2022. I'm sorry. I know I'm that long.
I copy that. You can't reach him by ham radio?
He could be reached. He's a ham too. He's got all two licenses. He's got tech license and he's got general. And that's what I'm putting right now, just general. I'm almost about 45% right now. And I'm still being studied. Anyhow, good talking to you. You take care. And I'll be sitting here for a little bit, you know, so we go a little bit cooler and go inside. You guys take care. Have a good evening. WIG 88.
Copy that. Jack, great talking to you. always good to hear your voice out here. And like I said, you are the ambassador of the GMRF here in southeastern Michigan. So never forget that, my friend. You're the first voice that I heard when I keyed up or I turned this thing on and after I had my license. So thank you. And please, stay with GMRF, please. All right, so have a great evening. Great talking to you, and we'll talk to you again soon. WSDU 844, and we'll be monitoring.
Hey, I'll stay for you, no problem. But I, you know, like I said, there's a few, this is another three frequencies, so I like to go in sometimes, you know. What are you going to do? Anyhow, we'll talk later. WRG 48.
I understand. Roger, roger. Take care. Enjoy. WSDU 844, and we'll be standing by monitoring.
Well, gentlemen, it's about the bewitching hour. I've had it up for 6 hours, but I got some things I got to do, and I can't tend to it. So I will bid you adieu in the north. I'm going to drop the link.
So, Sean, you're just leaving it on, and you're babysitting it. That all that's happening?
Yeah, if I'm going to have it on, I got to be within an earshot. I mean, I was doing other things. I had, you know, work on the computer and some other work around the house and stuff, so I had it on in case anything, you know, happened. But I got to be within an earshot and pretty much ready to go if I'm going to have it up. But I can't tend to it now. I got some things I got to do, so got to drop it. Be just my luck. I'd go tend to some things and, you know, we'd get some joker come in there. And then they'd say, stop doing it at all.
Well, I appreciate you giving us a shout and letting us know that you're dropping it. Thank you very much, Sean. I appreciate it. Okay. You're going to turn it back on tomorrow?
I'm getting up and meeting my friends for breakfast around 9. It's on the other side of town. When I get back, if I don't have anything going on and I got some, if I can stay nearby, I will. You know, generally if I'm going to be here in the shack and working on something and I can have it within an earshot, I'll do it. So, probably. But it'll probably be after 10. Anywho, yeah, get that license, study up, get that license because we're linked all over Hell's Half Acre on the other side and it's all good.
Yeah, I'm going to. All right, thanks, Sean. I appreciate the shout, letting us know what's going on, and thank you. And I hear you out there all day testing all of the repeaters and looking at them. So appreciate all you do. So, okay. You have a good evening. Thank you again, WSDU 844.
Hey, just one thing, Sherman. Do I understand correctly, do you work in Madison Heights?
Negative. I work in Sterling Heights.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I heard that, but I mean, even Sterling's close to me, so yeah, maybe sometime if you're down this way, catch up, have lunch or something. But all right. Anyhow, tell Kelly we said hi and take care. I'm gonna drop it in a little bit here, anyhow, and tend to the dog for one thing. Good grief.
WRU 850. Oh, yeah, I'd like to have lunch with you. I'd like to talk.
Hello.
Yeah, Kelly says hi. I'm a Frito-Lay salesman in McClem, Macomb Township, and Chesterfield, Montana.
All right, I work in McClem, so like I say, if you're ever up that way, I can let you know where I'm at. Stop, say hi. It's easy to find. It's a very tall building on Grosbeck. near Elizabeth.
Sorry about that, Sean. The one valve thing just died on me, so without no warning. So thank you again, WFCU 844.
All right, catch you later, WRU 850.
WSHR 566 WSUUR 850.
Yeah. WRUU 850. Yep.
Yeah, Sean, this is Kevin. I just wanted to get on too. I know you got some things, but I just want to get on here and appreciate everything you're doing with the GMRS. My radio is working real good now. I can touch. When the link is on, I can touch my Sherman real good, and also I really appreciate that. And like he said, I really appreciate everything you do. And maybe I'll see you again at where you're at when I come get my. If I have to anymore, I have to get a hold of him for something on my thing here. So, but yeah, I just wanted to touch bases with you. Have a good night, and hoping to talk to you soon. And yeah, I'd like to meet up with you with lunch, too. Maybe me and Sherman both can meet you up sometime. So have a good night, WSHR 566 Clear.
All right, Kevin. Yeah, if I understand correctly, you've been to the shop a few times and worked with Paul. So, I've missed you one or both times. Whenever you were in, I've missed you. But I've heard you were there, so it's very good. It took me a while to figure out that the guy was here and on here was the guy Paul was talking about there, and it was like, oh, okay, putting it all together now.
Yeah, copy that. So, yeah, I'm a fireman too, but I don't want to tell you where I'm at, but yeah, I'm a fireman here in Macomb County. So like I said, I appreciate everything you're doing, so hope to see you soon, buddy. Have a great night. WSHR 566.
Not a problem. I know where you're at. Tell Adam I said hi when you see him. All right, catch you later, WRUU 850.
Yeah, Kevin, give me a shout on a phone if you want sometime later, or we'll talk tomorrow. Have a good night, you and Tanya. Well, thanks again for today, WSGU 844.
Copy that. Talk to you later, Sherman. WCHR 566 Clear.
Node 710 disconnected.
This is WSIP 402. Good evening, everybody. I'll be here monitoring.
WSTI 847. WIEG 38, copy.
Very good, outside of that. Down there, how you doing?
Hey, good evening, Ed. It's, the conditions are kind of bringing up another repeater, but I guess Jim is that, are you at home there?
I'm at home on that 9600 BYT.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'm just getting about one bar here on the Midland here. But I've got the repeater good. Sounds good. Some nice conditions there. So you sounding good. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're sounding good too over here. And the weather is really nice too and a good condition out there. I think the band is open tonight, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, it's not as strong as I've done it before, but it's sounding good. Hey, how was the, did you get the breakfast this morning? Did everybody out there have a good time?
Stan, we were about 60 to 70 people out of there. It was packed up. And a couple of people had to go sit somewhere else in the restaurant. So we were all doing good. And we miss you. You should one day stop by the restaurant.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah. I'd have to make a big road trip, but that would be interesting for sure. Yeah, we'll have to figure something out one day. But no problem there, Jack. Sounding good. Sounding good. It's good to hear the conditions are getting a little bit better here. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what's going on. Any more HF contacts on the 7300 there?
Yaesu 710, ST 710. Yeah, today I talked to Mexico. Days ago, I was in Tennessee, and I was in Nebraska. I talked to Nebraska a couple of days ago, and I don't know. I sent you a couple of text messages. I'm that WWAGM. I don't know if you got that text message or not.
Oh, yeah, I got the text message. Yeah, that was great. That was fun. Thanks for sending me that. Yeah, I'm sorry. The 710. The 710. Okay. Yeah, Yezo, man. You're Yezo. I am also. So, no problem. Well, you're doing great there, man. That's great to hear. So, yeah, we'll keep. I hope the conditions are good there for you, and you'll get the contact there. Go ahead.
Contact, and you come here 559. You're putting in a full signal, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, the repeater's a little in and out here, but you're doing great down here. So. Anyway, Jack, you have a good evening. Always great to talk to you. I'll be around somewhere. And good to hear a good meeting today up there with the Breakfast Club there. we'll talk again sooner than later. WSCI 847, I'll be clear.
Hi, Dan. Always good to hear you. You take care and you have a good WIUG 48.
WRNW329, monitoring. WRVV525. WRFX966.
Is that Brian out there?
Yes, sir. Jack, it's me. How you doing today?
I'm doing very good. How about you?
Oh, I'm chilling out in the backyard by a fire and just relaxing.
That's good. I'm watching TV, Cowboy TV.
John Wayne movie? Are you watching a John Wayne movie?
Oh, it's a different one. This one is, a little bit chilly out there, is it, Brian?
What was that, Jack?
They got a little bit chilly outside, is it?
It's not that cold. I'm out in shorts and a t-shirt, and it's a little bit chilly, but fire's keeping me nice and warm.
Yeah. We used to live in Middlefield on West Bloomfield, and we used to have 7 acres. We go out there at night, stay until about 3, 4 o'clock, chit-chatting out there, you know, chit-chatting out there and talk, you know, around the fire, you know, pit, and some marshmallow and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I just got a little fire pit in the backyard here. My wife doesn't even like to come out. She says the fire's too little for her. She likes her big pit up north.
Yeah, we used to have an 80 acre in Clear County, and every weekend we were out there at night till about 4 o'clock in the morning, having a good time, you know, radio going, TV going, music and all that stuff. You know, and fire going on with some marshmallows and some of that, you know, shish kebab.
Yeah, well, I had some wood that I got last fall and cleaned it up. I took down a small pine tree. So I'm burning it up. Enjoying myself. I can't be up north playing with the big fire pit. I'll play with the little one down here.
That's good. That is good. I like it that way. I really do. We used to go there every weekend because we get off of work about 5 in the afternoon. So we drive up there until about, takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours. We drive a little bit fast to get there.
Yeah, well, you know, we have obligations with graduations, birthday parties, all that sort of stuff. So this is my little bit of country in the city.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you're right. The obligation is always there. You know, birthday, just born, and all that stuff. You know, wedding and friends.
and all that stuff. It really was a lot of it at that time. But we had to cut some of it off, you know, because it's not enough time to do what we have to do, you know, around the house.
Yeah, well, we have to take care of family stuff at the house down here, but I still need to get up there and take care of that place, too. You know, it begs for some loving.
You're right. It takes, you know, I don't know, but it takes a little bit more work up there, more in here. I don't know why. Maybe because you're not there 24 hours a day to look at all over the, you know, the property or something like that.
Well, I got a lot more trees to deal with up there than I do down here, so, yeah. But it's a labor of love up there.
Tell you, I really do. As soon as we used to come, go there on the weekend and come back, you know, right away, next day go to work, we used to do that too. But we used to come earlier, that way we can go to work next day. And, we can smell that fresh air on the way back here. As soon as you get to Pontiac, you're going to have all that the smoke from the factories and all that.
Well, yesterday it was all smoke from Canada.
Right about that. That smoke was really heavy, too. It came down here yesterday. I don't know what happened, but I looked up on, I don't know, in the sky, and I seen that a bright red sky. I mean, not red, but red, like a grish red.
Yeah, well, they say that was because of the smoke, but I don't know. My throat got a little bit sore yesterday, but I'm better today. It was nice and clear today. Could actually see blue sky.
Yeah. And there's blue sky, but you're right. I was laying down yesterday and I started coughing. And I don't know what happened. I looked outside. There was all red and, you know, I mean, you can see what's going on out there, but not much, really. If you look at the sky, it was a different color.
Yeah, I'm looking at the sky now. I don't see many stars, of course, because we're in the city, but looks pretty clear. Going to be a cool evening tonight.
The sky. I was just stopping.
It's nice like tonight. Didn't make it downstairs. Thought I'd bring the radio out and see what was up. Well, let my fire burn down and, you know, just relax.
Good. That takes a lot of pressure out of work, too. Roger.
I try and forget about work. Well, I'm out here doing this sort of stuff. There is nothing better than just not thinking and relaxing.
Are you right about that? It's better things to relax more thinking about working or anything like that. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, I try not to bring work home with me. I can't really do anything really about it while I'm at home. So I try and forget it. Especially when they tell me to stay home the whole weekend. I really try and forget it then.
And I don't blame it either. I would not do that at all. You know, when the time comes to work, no problem.
I think about the time when I get home, feel home for a weekend. It's relaxing.
All right, Jack, well, I'm going to sit back, relax for another 20 minutes, it looks like, at least. And I'm going to put this thing out and go to bed. But it's been a beautiful day. Good seeing you at breakfast this morning.
It was good seeing you, too. There was a lot of people there, too. We were about, what, 17 out there, or 18? Something like that, which is good. Turned out really good today. All right, Brian, take care. We'll talk again on this one or the other one. It doesn't matter. You take care and have a good evening. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, relax with your cowboy movie, and we'll talk at you tomorrow. 73, WRFX 966. I'll be standing by.
WSEI 375, monitoring.